Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. A direct-to-consumer blood test available through Avera Quick Lab locations and various Avera clinics may detect whether someone has been exposed to COVID-19. What exactly does this mean, and what might the benefits be? Well, Dr. David Basil is a physician and vice president for clinical quality with Avera Medical Group, and he's here today to explain. Dr. Basil, welcome back to In the Moment.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
So let's get down to real basics with this story first. What are antibodies, and why might we want to test for them in a situation like this?
So when you are exposed to a virus or a bacteria, one of the major tools in the immune system to fight that off are antibodies, which are small proteins that white blood cells make, and they attach to the virus or the bacteria and inactivate it. And so usually there's two or three different types. There's IgM, IgG, and there's IgA, but the big one that we usually pay attention to is IgG, which are the permanent immunity. And so you want to be able to see that you've developed that antibody response that gives you an idea that your immune system has been working to fight that off. The problem with antibodies is that they react differently with different viruses. So if you think measles or polio, it's lifelong immunity. And so you're going to have antibodies that protect you for the rest of your life. You've got some things like tetanus, after 10 years, it comes down. Others, it might only last a few months and then the immune response goes away. And there's some like HIV that we never develop an antibody response to. And so that's where a lot of the unknown with coronavirus comes in.
Interesting. When I first started hearing about this antibody test, I imagined you get one of two results. You either have the antibodies or you don't. But in reading the press release from Avera, there's three possible results for this test. Can you kind of explain what those look like?
Yeah, I would say it's still, by and large, it's either going to be reactive or positive or non-reactive, which is negative. There's just a couple percent that are indeterminate in between there. But it's still part of the problem with it is that we don't know if you're reactive. If we find antibodies, how protective those are and how long they're protective. And so the test is most useful for a couple different reasons. The best use case for the test is for epidemiology to figure out how much COVID do we have circulating in the community at any given time. But what we can't tell you is if you're positive, well, you're safe, you're protected. We don't know that for sure yet. But it can tell you if you're positive that, you know, that cold you had back in April probably was a COVID type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost more satisfying curiosity at this point, which is why we're kind of making it direct access to the consumers. You don't need a physician's order. You can just go up and get it.
Interesting. If someone's test comes back saying, yes, you have antibodies, you were exposed at some point, would that mean that they are still able to spread the virus?
We think it is less likely, at least in the short term.
Okay.
So if you've got antibodies, you've probably gotten over it, and at least in the short term, you're a lot less likely to get sick from it, but we don't know how long that's going to last. And there's also, like you said, positive or negative. There's fairly positive, which we don't separate out, which means you just have a few antibodies versus you've got a whole bunch of antibodies. And so we aren't able to distinguish that. And so there, some of the people with positives are going to be more protected than others, which is why you have to be very careful interpreting these.
Interesting. It is a blood test. What should be the practical expectation for the test? Is it a finger prick or a larger blood draw?
It is about 3 or 4 cc, so it's a regular blood draw more so than just a fingerprint prick. So it's a regular blood draw. I actually had it done as part of just the testing of it myself, and so it's pretty quick. Comes back in about 24 or 48 hours, costs $80. Insurance does not cover it when we're doing this direct-to-consumer type of testing, so you can use your cafeteria plan, your flex dollars, those sorts of things for it.
Okay. I don't know if you would feel comfortable with this or not, but I'm curious what your result was and how you interpreted that for yourself.
So, interestingly, I mainly got it to kind of help them test out the process and everything of putting this together. But my wife is actually a pulmonary and critical care physician who cares for pretty sick COVID patients on a pretty much a daily basis. And so I figured if anybody had been exposed, you know, it might be me as a practicing physician with a wife who's certainly being exposed all the time and actually had a febrile illness earlier a month or so ago. But sure enough, we came back negative.
Wow.
And probably that's the most interesting thing. As part of this, we did a study where we looked at our ED frontline staff, anybody that's seeing patients in our McKinnon ED. And we figured if anybody was going to be being exposed to this, it would be those people who are seeing kind of less than ideal controlled situations with patients coming in off the street and things. Mm-hmm. And out of 180 tests we ran as part of the quality project, we only had two positives, which was very, very low. And that's what we're finding now with the community is that the numbers of people that are positive are much lower. So many people think I had this cold. I bet you that was COVID. By and large, no, you didn't. And you're still susceptible is what we're finding.
Wow. I've fallen into the same trap. I think this was back in January. I got the sickest I'd gotten in years. And I thought, maybe I had it. So who knows? Maybe I'll have to take the test for myself just to see. Does this... When you almost expected to have those antibodies and that comes back negative, does that encourage you as far as our use of PPE and other protective measures?
Yeah, that's been, you know, we were really wondering of you know, that's been a big fear with the healthcare workers of how good is the protection being? Are we putting our workers in harm's way? And this has been very validating that the gowns, the gloves, the masks, the face shields have been doing their job, and we really haven't been seeing the workers come down with it, which has just been wonderful.
Hmm. If folks decide to get this test, you mentioned it's for the individual, it may be as much about satisfying curiosity as anything else. But from an epidemiologist's perspective, why might it be important to the medical field to understand how many folks have these antibodies?
It's how much are we still at risk is one of the biggest questions. And then over time, is it starting to come back into our community? The way I've been describing COVID overall, when anybody asks me about it right now, is we've got all these smoldering area of COVID pretty much that seems pretty constant low level right now. And we're having flare-ups here and a flare-up there and trying to catch those flares and starting to see if we're starting to pick back up again. And so monitoring for that, especially as we go on into the fall, the weather starts to get a little bit cooler again and rates may pick back up again. The serology or the antibody tests are really going to be a key part of keeping a monitor on that.
Interesting. I happened to hear on Point earlier this morning someone talking about how we're still kind of not entirely sure, as you said, if you have these antibodies, like how long or how much of an immunity that translates to for the coronavirus. And then as we think about developing a vaccine or other sort of preventative measure for the coronavirus, how those two things kind of intersect. Are you any more up to date on what the preliminary research is telling us, how these two things come together?
Well, it does seem like the antibodies are at least protective in the short term. And so they're to the right parts of the virus, and they seem to what's called neutralize the virus. And so it does seem like that's good hope for being able to have a vaccine, because that's different than, say, HIV, where the antibodies you develop aren't to the right parts and aren't protective even in the short term type of thing. So it does seem like we've got a pretty good chance of developing a vaccine that will be able to give immunity. But what we don't know is how long will that immunity last? Will it be 3 months, a year, or 10 years? And that'll be what we'll have to find out.
Right. How do you find out something like that? This is probably a silly question, but I'm curious what that research looks like.
There's no shortcut for time for that one. There's really no way to say.
Right. For folks who are interested in this test, walk us through one more time. You don't need a doctor's order necessarily to get it. How can folks pursue this test for themselves?
Probably the easiest way is to either go to Avera.org or Google Avera Quick Labs and get the number of locations then that offer this service so that you can get it drawn. And most of the locations, you don't need an appointment. You don't need a doctor's order. You just go and get it drawn, and they will contact you with the results in a day or two.
Mm-hmm. We're going to circle back again. We've talked in the past about testing for an active COVID infection. So antibodies is after the fact. You don't necessarily have symptoms or you've recovered from lighter symptoms. Talk us through the process of getting tested for an active infection.
Yeah, so that's an important point to make, is the antibody test, the serology, does not diagnose an active infection. And when you're looking at the active infection, you're looking for actual viral RNA particles telling you that you've got the virus in you at that point of time. And so that is a different type of a test. That's the swab as opposed to a blood test. And so the swab is still, you can either call your local clinic or you can call the main Avera COVID hotline, which is 877-AT-AVERA, A-T-A-V-E-R-A. And we can get you set up. We are, one of the things from the beginning of this, we'd been somewhat limited on the number of test kits that were available to us, and that's really loosened up over time. And so at the current time, we are testing anybody that's symptomatic. So if you've got fevers, chills, muscle aches, cough, shortness of breath, vomiting, diarrhea, any of the usual COVID symptoms, we will test pretty much all comers at this point if they've got symptoms.
Wow. My guest has been Dr. David Basil. He's a physician and vice president for clinical quality with Avera Medical Group. Dr. Basil, thanks as always for your time. Always enlightening.
All right. Thank you.